Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Costa Coffee Company. You familiar with the Costa Coffee Company?
I'm not.
It's like a smaller British version of Starbucks, right? So it's a chain. They got a bunch of locations throughout Britain. Well, they recently had to issue a public apology after an outcry about their latest advertising campaign. So they're offering people the opportunity to win free or discounted coffee at any one of the locations. You just have to enter the contest. And that's where the public backlash is coming from, because the name of the contest is, and I quote, Flick the Bean.
Oh, all right.
That is all. People are freaking out about it. And look, if you're in a car with your kids don't understand what that is, but you do. And I'm sorry if they're about to ask you what that means. But yeah, in big letters, it's like, come to Costa Coffee Company, and then in big-ass letters, Flick the Bean. And obviously, they show like a coffee bean landing in a cup of coffee, but that is not what people refer to that as.
No, sir.
No. Yeah, somebody said, look, every advertising agency on earth should have the Urban Dictionary pulled up anytime they come up with a slogan, just so they understand.
But if it could fly anywhere, it should be able to fly there. There is a different sense of humor that seems to be a little bit more forgiving in England.
That's actually what surprised me. They freaked out. Like, in the States, I get it, because we're uptight about everything, exactly. Right?
There you'd think that might fly.
The land of Benny Hill, right?
That or Australia. You know, someplace where, like, we get it. It's
funny.
It's a joke. Yeah. You know, the kids aren't going to get it, so what?
Yeah, not so much. Anyway, here's to the Costa Coffee Company. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Josh, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do drugs.
Ah, fine choice if ever there was one. We go to Pennsylvania, where a Lancaster County man is facing charges after police say he drove across the state of Pennsylvania through at least seven different counties after he thought someone was spying on him through his CD player. According to the state police out of Punxsutawney, The 28-year-old man walked into the Punxsie police station because he said he didn't trust the police in Lancaster County. The man proceeded to explain to police that someone had replaced the parts in his CD player so that someone could spy on him. Police noted it was immediately obvious the man was under the influence and that he maybe hadn't slept in multiple days. Well, after a field sobriety check, a drug recognition expert met the man, and it was believed that he was, in fact, under the influence of marijuana and some sort of central nervous system stimulant, also known as a CNS. I didn't know that. Now, search of the man's car. Well, they found the drugs in question that he was on, and they arrested him. The question is, what drug was he on? Was he on heroin, ecstasy, oxys, or meth?
Man, it sounds a lot like meth. What do you guys think?
I don't get the paranoia aspect of ecstasy, but I've never done that much to get to that point.
I've
tried. Or even tried it at all.
Yeah. I think if people are doing enough of it over the years, you can probably get there.
Josh, I'm just going to go meth. If you're doing it for days and you're up all that time, that seems to be the one that might be able to keep you up the longest period of time. So I'm just going to take that guess on that one.
And you said he was in Punxsutawney?
He started in Punxsutawney, but he drove to a different county because he didn't trust the police there. So he voluntarily drove to another police station seven counties away to say that he was being spied on through a CD player.
That's got to be meth.
You want meth?
Got to be
meth.
Yeah.
I mean, just the paranoia. I haven't slept in days. It's central Pennsylvania.
It is that.
What do you think, Josh?
It's got to be meth.
All right, we're all in on meth. Okay, final answer?
Final answer.
We're going to find out what this guy was on. Was it heroin, ecstasy, oxys, or meth next?
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on profile. This Pennsylvania man faces charges after driving basically across the state because his CD player was obviously spying on him. He drove to just a different district police station, and he had been high on drugs for a while. So the question is, what was this guy on? Heroin, ecstasy, oxys, or methamphetamine?
And Josh, you agree with Miles Montgomery. You agree with E. Ted Smith. All three of you said methamphetamine.
Gotta be.
And you are correct.
We're all winners.
Oh, let me ask you this. If I had not included the part about him obviously having been awake, would you have still gone meth?
No.
Was it more the paranoia or the awake?
If I did not know that he was on a bender for days.
Huh?
Well, the other drugs, to me, you would be able to nap. You know what I mean? Oxys, you're going to be knocked out.
Sure,
ecstasy,
sure.
After, you know, you go through your thing, you'll crash. Heroin, I'm going to assume you're going to take a nap. So to be up on that stuff for like 2 or 3 days just and doesn't seem like the right drug.
And not sleeping in paranoia. I mean, those are like the telltale signs, right? Plus,
well, you know, I realized as I was reading it, I'm like, man, I should have cut up the part about being awake.
Well,
because to me, that was just such a tell.
Also, too, if you're on uppers, you're more likely to smoke weed to try to bring yourself down a little if you need to.
Yeah, right, because he was on weed,
but
too.
But if you're on other stuff.
But what I like is the cops are like, yeah, but the weed is not why you're here. Exactly. We know you're stoned. That is not why you're here.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time at 10.
And not now, the problem. Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmy.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
All right.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is Late Night. The title. All these guys have teams of talented writers to help them come up with them online each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The CEO of Pfizer said that he believes life will return to normal within a year. By this time next year, Americans could go back to normal activities like storming Area 51 and eating Tide Pods.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
The CEO of Pfizer said that he believes that life will return to normal within a year. That's right. That's right. By this time next year, Americans can go back to normal activities like storming Area 51 and eating Tide Pods.
R. Kelly was found guilty on 8 counts, and that means he could spend the rest of his life behind bars, which is tough because he already spent so much time trapped in that closet.
Need touch me.
Yeah.
Kimmel.
R. Kelly was found guilty on 8 counts. That could mean he will spend the rest of his life behind bars, which is tough. He already spent so much of it trapped in that closet, and now...
There's a guy in North Dakota that says he had to remove 42 gallons of black walnuts since he discovered a squirrel had been hiding them inside his vehicle. When asked for comment, the squirrel said...
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been happy about that one all day.
That is your squirrel go-to
sound. I love that sound. I was like, I got to put the squirrel sound in. Or I could have said, what did the squirrel say?
What did the squirrel say?
Producers of the Netflix series Tiger King announced just last week that the show will return for a second season. Well, that can't be good, said Carol Baskin's current husband.
Kimmel.
Yeah, Kimmel.
Myers.
Producers of the Netflix series Tiger King announced last week that the show will return later this year for a second season. Well, that can't be good, said Carol Baskin's current husband.
Actually, Carol Baskin is already pissed about it.
I'm sure.
Why is she partaking? She was
pissed about the first one.
Yeah.
Then don't do it. Right.
She's not taking part of this one. She says the director told her they wanted to clear the air about how she was treated. The first Tiger King, but she told him,
right,
lose her number.
I don't get it. You don't have to watch this. You don't have to subscribe to Netflix. You know, we'll get a complaint about one little thing somebody said or whatever.
Like, sure, sure.
You don't have to listen to this. This is a choice.
Carol Baskin was on the show.
Well, I know that.
Right. You volunteered to be on the first one.
And you bitched about being on the first one and how you're portrayed the entire time. I don't think she's a part of this next one. I don't believe.
She's not. That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah.
Well, so. Also, too, that, like, look, I don't know any of these people to defend them or not, but oftentimes any series on TV that's, like, supposed to be real life or document, like, it does get framed completely different.
Well, because you have friends that have done it on multiple occasions on different shows. They know all that.
Right. So she took part in the first one. And then, for this one, she was like, they betrayed her, false portrayal, this and that. Which is, frankly, that's how reality TV works.
It is. But what's funny about her, and she doesn't realize this, it's not how they portrayed you. It was everyone listening to you. We don't like you because of you. Whatever they said about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, look, that's not on Netflix. It was every time you spoke, it just gave me the creeps. I don't trust or whatever.
But well, look, here's the deal. Hers is obviously a little more serious, right? Like my one buddy, they just made him look like a complete D-head.
Yeah.
Right? Or like talking to Luke Wilson, he talked about how they show him getting blown up and he's like, that's not even me. And it's a black dude.
Jesus.
On Hard Knocks. Yeah, just the way they edited it together. He's like, that wasn't me at all.
They put in a black dude and said that Luke Wilson got blown up.
Right, because it's him like talking to the defensive back or whatever. I'm pretty sure. Or maybe the guy had like long hair. Either way.
Right.
He's just like, look, that wasn't me. But with most of the reality shows, hers is a little different, I think, because...
You're calling her a murderer. I get it.
Right. And that's the whole thing. I think she just expected to be the hero. But also, like, look, I have another friend that did some shows, and he talked to the family, remember Orange County Choppers?
Yeah.
That was a massive show. And that father and that son have both stayed at, like, probably wouldn't do it again. Mm-hmm. Like, the company was already doing, obviously, it took them over the top.
Sure, sure.
Right. Right, but they were already doing those celebrity bikes, this and that. But it destroyed their family.
Right.
And that, they, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
It's
That's why it hasn't come back.
Oh, yeah. They're all like, no, they're, we will still, not
no,
do it.
No, no. I had a buddy. This was real early on. Jimmy Haha. Remember Jimmy Haha?
I remember Jimmy Haha.
He was the guy that stole my prototype that night on the show. Okay, so he was asked to be on Jerry Springer. Because of his unique look, quote.
Okay.
And he was a believable part. So he gets on Springer. He's supposed to play this role. He's the boyfriend who's done this. The husband has done this. Blah, 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 blah. He does it. Pulls it off. Turns out the response to him being on there was very good. He was still not identified as the guy who was the lead singer in Jimmy's Chicken Shack, which still blows my mind because...
Right, they had one song.
He did have a face that people knew who he was at that point in time.
Absolutely.
Did it when the song High was actually a pretty big song.
Right.
Their only hit. Okay. We go 8 months down the road, and they ask him to be on again because of his success and how he did on the show the first time. And he said, yeah, I'll sure. I'll go on.
Who am I this time?
I'll reprise the role, thinking that he would. And that's what. He goes in there, and they're like, no, 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 dude. We got you as some other dirtbag doing something else. Like, you're the bad guy this time. He's like, don't you think people will know? And they're like, F no. People don't, you're like, no. They don't even pay attention. Like, it's like, we're manufacturing all this stuff. You're just going to play a different character, and it's going to be believable. No one's going to bitch or complain. And he's like, okay.
And he pulled it off, right?
So he did it,
But Jerry Springer, here's it. Like, Jerry Springer is supposed to believe it. But also, Jerry Springer, like, not that I care, but for a lot of people, I cut him slack, too. It's like, they're called reality shows. You know what I mean? Like, when you start with the Real World and stuff, like, that was a reality show.
The first one,
based on, you know, camouflaged as a talk show.
But I'm saying, like, the talk show doesn't have the word reality in it.
Right.
So
it's just
even before
show.
We knew stuff like that, everybody was like, this can't be real. Like,
it's too ridiculous.
You kind of had that idea. But I think for a lot of people, they just watch reality TV, and that's what they, you know, like, you put the word in there. It's almost like... Like we always say, like in our country, like a lot of things say news, but don't forget they're ratings driven. So while they are a news outlet, their main thing is they've got to get ratings. They're not just, it's not like the BBC that's just a state government news. It's like, here's your news.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like news in this country, because you're trying to turn a profit, is always going to be it. So like with, I think of Jerry Springer as a little bit different because it's like, Jerry Springer never came out and was like, it's all real.
Right, just pure entertainment.
No. Right, and Jerry Springer was just like, look, people like trashy TV and stuff, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was, you know? And you knew it was BS, but it was still fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly. It's like wrestling.
Right, WWE.
And there's no secret anymore that it's not real. Now, with that said, you could still watch it, enjoy the entertainment. Those are real athletes doing super athletic things.
Yes.
But I think, to me, that's why I like, the talk shows, I like, I cut them a little slack. But like with reality TV, it's tough for people. As you literally call it reality TV.
Yeah, ask a professional NFL athlete to jump off a 20-foot ladder onto a ring.
Right. You'd be like, I'm not trained for that, man.
You're laying on your back. You know what I mean? Don't even try to hit your feet. Just do a backflip.
But drop your elbow onto this guy's
head.
But don't hurt him. Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And frankly, some of that stuff, I don't think we need to know. Like, Hard Knocks, like, I get why they're going to do one in season now.
Yeah, but it's I think that's too much.
Right.
Stay out of the, like, you want to do training camp, that's one thing. But during the season, if for no other reason, man, any coach in the NFL will tell you, you know, with such a limited number of games, which is what the NFL has, your concentration, your preparation, and all your dedication to that one game you're going to play this week, we need that. And I don't care who you are. Once there's a camera on you, you just act a little different.
That's why they have one media day, basically. It's either Wednesday or Thursday. You get one shot, and then you don't talk to the guys until Sunday when the game's over.
And then people NFL coaches stuff don't talk a ton as it is. Like in season, like I'll be interested to see how the show goes. But I also think for me,
Are they covering?
I think it's the Raiders.
Okay, good. They're 3-0. I need some distraction.
But I think the other thing I always like about Hard Knocks, too, is just at that point, I'm jonesing for football.
Right.
You could watch highlights of the Seahawks training camp. It's like, it's a highlight. Whereas at least Hard Knocks puts it together with some drama. So you're like,
well, this rookie make the team?
Right, that's kind of getting my fix on. But like during the year, it's like...
I'm already watching football, man.
Yeah.
I think it's the Colts, actually. That
it's the Colts.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's also tough, too, because when you get to this time of year, like, I don't need that fix as much, because it's like, Tuesday and Wednesday are about the only days off.
Right, that I'm not all football.
Right, because forget, I mean, just the NFL is, what, three nights a week now. And then if you're somebody like me, you like college football, you got to watch it on Saturday. Sometimes
and college football's Thursday night as well, the NFL. And then Friday night, you got a college game that's probably pretty decent. And then Saturday and then Sunday.
Some Monday weeks, night you football. Even have like amazing matchups. The classic matchups. Maryland versus Iowa.
Yeah, those one
my daughter, College Park.
Like, my daughter this thought Friday. That I was so cool last night, right? So mom is out. I got football. Monday night football's on TV. And she goes, Dad, I know you're watching football. There's something I really want to watch. And I said, you know, baby, go ahead and put on anything you want to watch. She's like, but it's football. Give me. It was 27-7. I was like, you know what? You go ahead. She didn't understand the whole route thing, so she just thought I was the coolest dad ever. And I'm like, you know what? Dad's going to go ahead and not even finish this game. Baby, I love you so much. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and watch what you want.
It's your night, baby.
Yeah. You do your thing.
I turned that one off last night.
Yeah,
I will recommend people, if you... They're not doing it for a few weeks now, but watching the Manning brothers do that broadcast has been pretty cool.
I've heard it's good, man. I have not watched it yet.
It made the fourth quarter worth watching.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. That's when I basically tuned.
Yeah, mm. I know.
Yep.
It was good.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida, where a man spots a naked woman diddling Miss Daisy in the Jeep that he wants to buy. Meanwhile, there was so much drug use at this year's Glastonbury Festival, even the fish were getting high. Maid woman calls in two bomb threats so she can spend more time with her boyfriend. Man busted stealing watches at Florida Walmart was wearing the jersey of his favorite tight end. And a man made over $300,000 in fake lost airline baggage claims before getting busted. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Louisiana, where a man is facing over $200,000 in fines. He was caught after he had made over 180 fraudulent calls to American Airlines, United, and Southwest, complaining of lost luggage. He took advantage of their policies, which granted him over $300,000 that was given by the airlines to make up for the quote-unquote lost luggage. He was eventually caught and now faces hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines and 20 years in prison.
Great work.
So this guy,
did you realize he was actually buying tickets?
Yes. So he was buying tickets through vouchers, and so he didn't have to give his actual information when he was doing all this, right? And then he would actually bring a dummy bag in there.
He was using a fake identity, which he had a card for that somehow got used.
Yep.
He was buying the shortest possible flights that he could find. So he would take a flight, say, from New Orleans to Pensacola, or to Biloxi, or to Mobile, Alabama, or to Shreveport. Not take luggage on the bag with him on an hour flight.
Right. Okay.
And then he would make the maximum claim of what he had in his luggage, which was $3,500. He got busted because they had him on video checking into the airport with no luggage.
That's a problem.
That's how he finally got busted.
Exactly.
Airports have cameras?
Yeah.
Well, and he had filed over $500,000 in different claims, and he won the claim for over $300,000 worth. So it didn't work every time, but it worked.
Well, I mean, $3,500 a pop, which means he was successful 100 times.
Exactly.
But I will say this. I'm glad he did it, because the airlines absolutely gouged the living piss out of him. Good for him.
Right.
I'm sorry you got caught.
We're not bailing you out this time. back to Florida, a local car dealership got a complaint from a prospective buyer about a woman in one of their Jeeps. What they found was a woman indeed in the back seat, naked from the waist down, legs spread, and having at herself. After officials removed her from the vehicle, they sent the car immediately to detail, as there was a stench so foul in the car that it had to be cleaned as soon as possible.
Smell it.
There was also a red stain that they believe came from her as well in there. So.
I know you used to detail cars.
Oh, yeah.
Would you want me to tell you why the car reeks? Like, if you got it and you said, Jesus, man.
No.
What does that smell? Would you want me to tell you vagina? Or would you be happy or not?
Or just her in general.
I'm telling you. Come on, man. If she smells that bad, then certainly it smells worse.
I got a sneaking hunch that if you told me it was her, I could deduce where exactly the smell was coming from. So, no. If I'm detailing the car, I would rather the thing just have the nastiest stench, and then I just take it in there. Just understand that this car stinks to high hell.
Or you'd be like, this smells like Tanya's vagina.
My buddy Jeff, man, he was having sex one night, roommate, and they left, and we kind of went in the room to see if we could, see what was going on in there. They already exited to the bathroom to take a shower.
Oh, heavens.
I could not figure out what the smell in that room was.
I
never smelled anything like it. It smelled like a locker room. It smelled like sex.
Oh, God.
It was all parts combined. You walk in there, it's like a steam room.
Hooray.
Ew.
That is it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. We'll see you on the flip side there as more Men's Room is on the way. The Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app is next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until next time, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!